Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson, Alex is away on business. We're passing the baton, as it were, today between hosts to try and keep the show crisp for you. We've got Aaron Dykes coming up now. So I was talking about the fact that Bin Laden had been allowed to charter a flight himself, knowingly by the FBI, after 9/11 out of the US, which to many people is just unbelievable, but the documents are there. The FBI actually redacted Bin Laden's name from the documents, took his name out, cover up the fact that it was Bin Laden. You can search for this. You'll find articles on this, plenty of articles, one written by myself where I point to mainstream sources and the documents themselves released by Judicial Watch. Of course, after this, there was never a formal indictment of Bin Laden for 9/11 by the FBI because they said from their own mouths there was simply not enough evidence to go on that he was involved in the plot. Right up until his supposed death, he's never been indicted for that. Today we learn that the civil court case is being dropped in New York against Bin Laden because he's now being put out to pasture. He's now dead officially. But you know, we had other documents such as the W199I document, which the Bush administration basically ordered the FBI to back off investigating the Bin Laden family prior to 9/11. And it just goes on and on and on. And the bottom line is this whole "we've got him" thing now is completely asinine, and it requires a worldview that is just completely beyond belief, naive, and also requires a dangerously unquestioning, unswerving attitude towards our own governments, which and their secret services, which have been engaged in illegal activity all over the globe for as long as we can remember. And let's bring Aaron up here to see what he thinks about this. Aaron, are you there?
I am here, Steve. It's good to be on with you. Go ahead, please.
So I was just going to ask you what information you've got coming up in the next hour.
I really want to get into the whole case of how the Obama administration is trying to control reality. We've got all these conflicting stories, and I think it's really the first time we've seen the president playing with the info war. But the fact is, reality is reality, and they can't control a lemon story any better than anyone else can. Nothing has ever added up about this 9/11 case, and I guess Bin Laden's death is primarily a fairy tale ending to a classic fairy tale.
Yeah, and it's this whole sort of cognitive dissonance thing, because, you know, by now people know that a lot of these facts that we continually been bringing up for the last 10 years, they know that they're true, a lot of people, so they're holding in their heads at the same time two conflicting ideas, and they're choosing not to, you know, they're choosing not to recognize it because it's, you know, it's easier for them. But they've, at the same time, they've seen the endless wars, the build up of the domestic police state, and everything that our governments have lied to us about, but yet there's still this group of people that are just blindly accepting the illusion, this fable that's being put out there. Where do you see this heading after, you know, Obama's big grandstand today?
Well, he's of course trying to get political points. I've seen some of the footage, as I'm sure others have, of him at Ground Zero. But mainly, we know that they plan to continue this war on terror. There's the Libya front where Al-Qaeda is now an ally, and that really conflicts with the really old, out-of-date Bin Laden story. And I think they're looking to rebrand that so they can rewrite the narrative, kind of new rules. But I'll get more into that on the other side.
Yep, good job. I'm Steve Watson. Cheers for having me. And over to Aaron now.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is out for the day. I'm Aaron Dykes. You heard Steve and Paul Joseph Watson and just our incredible guests, Pachesnik, you know, willing to speak out even more than he has before, and, of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Of course, we got to go more into the bin Laden death hoax, which really, of course, has to do with Obama's sagging poll numbers, practically a defeated presidency. And, you know, of course, they're spending it for political points. Of course, he's down at ground zero trying to give closure to the whole 9/11 myth. but the way I see it, it's really a milestone in the info war, even if they win short term, even though their story is falling apart. They've got conflicting reports. They can't even agree on what was going on in this bin Laden bunker. And we'll get more into that in just a second. But just to point out the obvious, why couldn't they show a photo not only of bin Laden and his death when he's gruesome, but why couldn't they show a still from these cameras that were in during the raid showing him in his last moments alive, et cetera? But I really question whether Obama is at that Nixonian point where he's taken his enemies personally, sees his critics in the world as enemies and is really trying to score points with them. He seemed very bitter in having to release his birth certificate, basic proof of his eligibility. Now he seems very bitter at the idea of having to release bin Laden photos, saying that no one's going to believe it anyway. And we really heard from Secretary Clinton a few months ago, really identifying that this is an info war and that, in fact, the government, the State Department, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, for that matter, are losing that info war. Everything about the 9/11 lie has been picked apart for nearly a decade now, of course. It's never made sense, and I guess it just adds up that a fairy tale would have a fairy tale conclusion with a mythological death of bin Laden, no photos, no evidence, DNA supposedly matched before there's time to conduct a proper test, buried at sea. Do we have the clip of Hillary Clinton? Yeah, let's pull that up and get it ready. It's really an info war where we're winning. We've all, the supposed conspiracy theorists, have pointed out inconsistencies, brought up facts when they're available. You know, sure, there's people trying to figure out what may have happened, but generally, we're picking apart this terrible, unstable, impossible official story, and it just doesn't add up. And here we have, it's an admitted info war. We know disinformation and spin is put out by the government. Let's cue that Hillary Clinton clip.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap. In fact, our private media, particularly cultural programming, often works at counter purposes to what we truly are as Americans and what our values are. I remember having an Afghan general tell me that the only thing he thought about Americans
let's stop the clip right there. So you see, you know, opening up roles for state-controlled media, state-planted propaganda. We know what Cass Sunstein has written. They want to have plants to rebut supposed conspiracy theorists, to counter information they don't think is politically expedient or that doesn't help prop up their regime and really what amounts to a pile of lies. I bring this up, even though it's a few months old, because it really is an info war, and I think we're seeing the moment where Obama is taking a personal part in that info war, which we're winning. I'm leading up to an Alex Jones clip. You would have seen it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones' mega rant, unleashed, winning. You don't dictate reality. I'm the king of reality, not conspiracy. That's not Alex on an ego trip. As you know, he says you in the clip. I mean, he uses the first person in the clip because he's engaged with this British host and these callers, as we're going to hear in a minute. But he's really talking about the people who've tried to uncover the truth on 9/11 and so many other topics that we're winning, and they can't dictate a false reality. They can't even hold up a false story about bin Laden's death. It's completely falling apart at the seams. We have very likely evidence of senators being deliberately fed disinformation. Senator Scott Brown, Senator Saxby Chambliss, and other senators admit they were conned by a totally fake bin Laden photo, which they in turn used to declare that, yes, in fact, he's dead. Don't question this. And they were, in fact, conned. We don't know exactly deliberately, but I think it's highly likely they were deliberately steered to believing that, in fact, bin Laden was dead based on false photographic evidence. And we know that many family members, headline 9/11 family invited to presidential ground zero, snubs Obama, demands to see the photo. We have Canadian members of the NDP demanding to see photos, saying they have doubts that the U.S. even has these photos. And why not? When there's no evidence, there's every reason to doubt what's going on and demand more information. So we're going to get more into how the administration's trying to build this kingdom of lies with this fairy tale ending to the 9/11 myth so they can rebrand al-Qaeda for a new era of the war on terror, which they say could be another 100-year war. You know, like 700 years ago in Europe. But let's go to the Alex Jones clip.
Just told you Anwar al-Awlaki secretly hanging out the Pentagon, confirmed, admitted. Come on, pull the trigger. Pull the trigger.
Elizabeth, thank you for that. Great to have you on. Let's take another. There goes Elizabeth. Let's take another call from Daniel, who's near Watford. Daniel.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. What would you like to say?
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to cover a few points. I mean, I've obviously been listening for the last hour or so, and I mean, I strongly disagree with quite a few of the things you've said. Now, I mean, just to cover...
That I've said or Alex has said?
Alex has said. Okay. I mean, Alex said. I mean, what you've said in... And neither here nor there. So, I mean, Alex, really, the question I want to ask you is, how can you possibly say that any of this mission to do with killing Osama bin Laden was set up in any way? Now, I mean, you take the situation, I mean, you're laughing already. I mean, for example, I mean, take what the last guy that was on just said. I completely agree with him. Everything you ever say and everyone that is like you that is a conspiracy theorist, and I do categorize you in that.
Conspiracy theorist, you relish the word. You don't have any intellectual acumen, any gravitas. You just have a label so you can, your mind can decide snobberishly to say that I don't have documentation.
Come on, fella. Let's.
Let me stop right there. Let me stop right there. What was the point you're saying? How can I say? Did you not hear me? May 25th, 2010, Washington Post, the CIA admits that they created fake bin Laden videos. So a group that has created fake videos...
You've said, yeah? So the fact that you and your friends have made a video and put it on YouTube, that makes it...
You're showing who the conspiracy theory is. I just gave you the date and what to search, Washington Post, and you just said it's going to be on YouTube. I just told you, buddy boy, my source is not YouTube. My source is what I just told you. And when I say Steve Pachinik was on or Hamid Ghul was on, these are serious, well-known, respected people today agreeing with me.
Okay,
listen. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle real intellect and red blood. All you've got is shooting your mouth off with that cliched term. I'm not the king of conspiracy. I'm the king of reality.
Daniel, come back on that.
Alex,
in 30 seconds.
I told you, Washington Post, listen to me. I bet you don't believe that Geraldo Rivera with the Marines admits they grow the opium.
Alex, let Dan respond to that.
In general society, there is a very small sect of people that would be classed...
You're a minority. We're the majority. Listen to your mind-control garbage.
I would class you in an extremist group that would account for not
I need to be dealt with immediately. Listen to him. He don't believe the Queen loves us.
You are an extremist. You preach hate in a different way.
I'll need to be shut down under the EU Convention on spreading radicalism. Shut him up. Shut him up. I don't agree with him. He's giving me too many facts. It's scary. He's an extremist. He's a minority. Oh, I'm a minority. That's why my YouTube videos have millions of views apiece and 98% of people are voting that they like it. That's why I have millions of listeners. That's why I'm loved all over the world, because I'm a dangerous minority. You listen to me. Ideas are bulletproof, and you cannot stop us. Liberty is rising. The spirit of 1776 is indomitable, and you are a mind-controlled weasel who feels solace in joining the hive board of weak disinformation. You are not the intellectual. You are not the person to dictate to me what reality is. Do you understand me, boy? Do you understand me, boy?
Come on, Alex. Let's fade that clip out.
It's a really incredible battle between Alex and just the ideologically dense listeners who refuse to embrace the facts, look at the reality factors like the fact that opium is more important than any supposed act of Osama bin Laden in the real war on terror, so-called, in Afghanistan. Opium and oil and geopolitics, that's what's really at play. But more importantly, Alex makes the point that we are winning in reality because so much disinformation is put out by the system. These mindless drones can't even face reality. They they try to belittle Alex, consider him to be a minority. He's preaching hate speech. He's a conspiracy theorist. But really, Alex has always stuck by the facts. He's been vindicated over the decades. And so has everyone else who's been fighting in this war. Just an incredible clip. But it just goes to show, as this Bin Laden hoax is totally falling apart, we'll get into more of those details on the way back. All about how they changed the story of what even happened during this supposed Bin Laden raid. All part of the 9/11 fairy tale. We'll be back, Infowars.com, on the other side of this.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 2 dozen assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
That is Muse. We are winning the resistance. We're winning the info war. You just heard Alex on TalkSport in the UK, brushing aside the silly arguments from the host and from these callers, completely out of the real reality paradigm. We don't know everything that's going on, but we are trying to follow the facts and break apart these lies. Meanwhile, we have an Obama administration who's admittedly been given a difficult task because he's expected to continue all the lies and propaganda that were built up in the post 9/11 era by the Bush administration. We know the whole thing is one big lie, from saying they could never foresee the attacks coming, despite the fact that there were military drills with bin Laden's face and the Twin Towers on the cover, despite the fact that they had intelligence reports, the presidential PDB 51 briefing declaring that bin Laden was determined to attack. Despite that, we saw Condoleezza Rice and Bush saying they never could have even imagined that something would happen akin to 9/11. It's all a lie, but at the same time, we have Obama with floundering ratings, really trying to entrench himself against a public that he surely sees as an enemy, much in a Nixon, Richard Nixon kind of way, where he's just surrounded by enemies of one kind or another, people challenging him to produce documents. This is a man who said he's part of the most transparent administration of all time. He's anything but. He's continued Guantanamo Bay. He's continued harsh interrogations, obviously continued the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan while expanding into Libya. And really, it's hit a juncture where the Al-Qaeda myth has to be rebranded. There has to be a new set of rules for this war on terror. And I think the point came where they had to put bin Laden to bed sooner or later. And it was a politically expedient time to hopefully bolster Obama's ratings. We did see a jump, but it's already been going back down. That is the approval for Obama. And he's really in this position where they've claimed a certain story without providing any evidence. That is a known logical fallacy, more or less referred to as appeal to authority. He expects us to take everything on faith because they are the supposed authorities in government. They will dictate reality. That's everything Alex is speaking against in the rant we heard in the previous segment. And it just goes to show that here's the Atlantic Monthly, the slippery story of bin Laden killed. The early narrative of the assault on Osama bin Laden had him using his wife as a human shield and firing from behind her. Now we learn he wasn't even armed. They've got a photo here of kind of a revised script that the White House said Tuesday they blamed the fog of war for conflicting statements and recounting of the events of the Abbottabad raid that, in fact, he was never even armed. And that's if you even believe Osama bin Laden was even still living. There were reports, certainly, of his death as early as December 2001. Even if he wasn't dead, he was a very sick man. Here's an article from Washington Blog. It's on Infowars.com. Why didn't we capture the terrorist kingpin and interrogate him? But we'll get into that point in just a minute. But it brings up how he not only had the kidney dialysis problem, he very clearly had diabetes. He could barely move the left side of his body. Bin Laden had low blood pressure. He had a wound in his foot. He was flown to Dubai in an American hospital for treatment for 10 days for his kidney dialysis issues back in 2001-2002. He's suffering from hepatitis C. He may have even had Marfan syndrome, a disorder of the connective tissue that would have given him back problems, heart conditions, the possibility for sudden death. He may have been an ideological enemy, but this was not a person in any position to fire a weapon or quote-unquote resist. They put forward the idea that they only killed bin Laden, if indeed he was even in this compound, because of supposedly resisting. Then we see that story completely fall apart as a hoax. He wasn't armed, and he would have been a sickly old man if he was even in this compound. Very unlikely that he would have been able to even wield a weapon. But moreover, we have this whole false debate that the Obama White House couldn't produce evidence. There's a complete opposite of a trail of evidence because the photos would be upsetting, because they had to bury him at sea according to Muslim cultural norms, which wasn't even true. Why would they care about upsetting photos when they released Abu Ghraib? American soldiers have desecrated the Quran, and they completely disrespected the 9/11 families, wouldn't even dig up all the remains and properly bury them, instead sent them to a trash heap. It's complete hypocrisy. We'll get more into it. Alex Jones will also be joining us after this break. I'm Aaron Dykes, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Okay, we are back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in, but we have Alex Jones on the line, and we've just been going through what a hoax this is, how it's falling apart, how Obama really is going to have egg on his face in just a few minutes because this story doesn't add up. They're completely conflicting. But let's go to Alex and see what he has to say. Alex, are you there?
Yes, Aaron. It's great to be here with you. I apologize to listeners that I'm not going to be in today or tomorrow, but we've all joked about the Murphy's Law over the years at the office that a few times a year I take off 2 or 3 days to take my children camping or fishing, that there's always a big, giant world event. But I just want to say how proud I am of the fact that I've got such a wonderful team and Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson and Steve Watson and Kurt Nemo and Jaron and Marley and Matt and all the other great folks in the office, all the rest of the team, and just the amazing research and how on target you guys have been. I meant to be where I was going by the time I was supposed to call, but I got out of the house early this morning, going out to this cabin to do some fishing. And so I'm doing this here from the side of the road at a rest stop, but I'll join folks for most of the last hour tomorrow from a landline because obviously there's no rest for those of us that live in reality, that live in the real world, countering those that are attempting to force the false reality on us and break our will and train us just to accept surreal levels of government intrusion and propaganda and disinformation designed to be ridiculous, because once people buy into a ridiculous lie, now their threshold is higher and higher for what could ever wake them up. And this is a serious psychological warfare tactic that they're engaging in. Dr. Webster Tarpley agreed with me yesterday that this is they're putting out all these little pieces of, okay, we didn't kill a bear and he didn't shoot at us, so he didn't put his wife in front of us. And you know, they've got that Tinker Toy stealth helicopter. We were sitting around the office saying, what does this look like yesterday? And I said, it's clearly a stealth helicopter, probably a remote control they flew in there with incendiaries in it to explode it. To then again add to the whole, oh, look, it's there. But the telltale signs, and it did come out, it's a stealth helicopter, drone, obviously. We know they've had those. I mean, they had the B-2 bomber for 25 years before they even told us about it. That itself is just a front Tinker Toy for the real things they've got. And in the late 1970s, Dr. Bob Bowman has confirmed this only because it leaked once. It was highly classified to be able to talk about it. There he is over when he was head of Star Wars in the late 70s, but it was still a secret program. There is over 100, and this was again in 1979, stealth robotic space drones with Sabo DU Meteor gun weapons, and basically just takes the Meteor system and similar to a Meteor coming in at 30,000 miles an hour by the time it accelerates, over-accelerates it with boosters to over 40,000 miles an hour and is a decapitation weapon. It doesn't have a nuclear explosion, but the kinetic energy is similar to a low yield. It has incredible penetration power and can destroy bases 1 mile under the largest mountain. So let's understand, folks, there's an entire secret military, an entire secret giant system, and as I called it before anybody else did, just to understand the enemy, the globalist, the scientific dictatorship, the folks chemtrailing us every day, giant secret program now partially declassified, the very same system that is putting fluoride in our water for 60 years, now admittedly the brain damages and reduced fertility, the same system that GMOs, the crops, and in every case it has the, quote, side effect of reducing fertility. There's a giant scientific dictatorship overlaid via the national security state with global standardization that is taking place. Now, continuing, getting into the Bin Laden information. Ladies and gentlemen, when I came out Sunday night and said it was a psyop, it's because I knew Bin Laden had died at least 9 years before. It was because I've known from top sources they were going to roll him out at a politically expedient time. We were on record before. It was the way he came out, the way he delivered it, the way that they were already trying to menace Pakistan, hundreds of other points. And then on Monday, we came out. It's not that we're just saying everything's a conspiracy. That national media, TV, you name it, asked me, well, Alex, I mean, you know, 9/11 is a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy. Well, this is part of the 9/11 lie. This is part of the clash of civilizations. This is part of this entire system that's meant to overthrow our classic and basic canons of a free society in the name of them protecting us. But think about the hoax. Even if you believe the terror is real, you got a better chance of dying in a skateboarding accident. There's hundreds of those a year. You've got a better chance of dying in sports accidents. There are more than 50 deaths a year in football at all levels of public school, college, and then up to NFL. I mean, we have checkpoints for that. I noticed right after it happened, they said, see, we're going to take more of your rights now. You've got to have locally trained people in all your malls. We already have the TSA PSAs put out 3 months ago to local police that they're now going to train police and have a take over of society. And so we know it's all part of a larger continuity. But remember, we came out Sunday and then on Monday and said that's obviously a stage photo of Hillary putting her hand over her mouth. She's had to respond now, saying she just, you know, had allergies or whatever, or was coughing. But it's, but she's obviously, it's all scripted. They all got it to look a certain way. And that's not how those situation rooms work. And then Dr. Pachinik, who worked in things like that area, said it was fake on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Now it comes out that it is completely fake. They've had to admit that. The entire thing is a lie. Dumping the body in the ocean. Why? All of it. Why? One of his daughters captured the compound, held by Pakistani intelligence. They can tell us Mickey Mouse was captured there. The guy had scores of concubines, at least, what, four or five wives. The whole family is British, Mossad, and U.S. intelligence, on record, triple agents, biggest construction company in the Middle East, gets exclusive contracts in major nations to build U.S. bases, major partners, third biggest owners, Queen of England, George Bush Sr., and then the Bin Ladens, the Carlyle Group, London Guardian, September 12th. They were meeting at a private Carlyle meeting in D.C. on September 11th. On and on and on and on and on. I mean, folks, why do you think it came out in major news the day after 9/11 that at an Air Force base in Nebraska, Berkshire Hathaway head Warren Buffett the day before had told everybody they had to be there in a hangar for a secret meeting, and he got the Fortune 100 leaders there in a private meeting to lay down the law to them about what had just happened. This is a strategic operation where they do something so criminal, so obvious. They want people that are awake to know it was an inside job. That's why they blow the buildings up on purpose. That's why Larry Silverstein tells you he blew up Building 7, so that those that are awake are horrified at these criminals. It's a mafia intimidation. Hey, we're the mafia, will get you. But to further condition those, they know will buy into the lie. This is the key to the overall psychological warfare grid that they are engaged in, and that's what they're doing with this current event. So it's to resuscitate Obama, who's plunging. It's to launch a new era of al-Qaeda. It is also a system so that they can prepare to hype up more fear, introduce the four new leaders of al-Qaeda, three of which are all born in the U.S., two of which on record completely work for U.S. intelligence, Adam Gadon and Anwar al-Awlaki, totally admitted. We sourced all that, and it is basically also, of course, I said, to menace Pakistan.
Yeah, Alex, we're hearing just a bit of phone noise. But why, doesn't the president know he's just a puppet for this false system? Why do we see him so personally engaged in worrying about what conspiracy theorists will say, claiming the photo's fake? We've seen the public push back against the TSA, against the 9/11 fable. People want evidence. They want justified policy, not these oppressive continuity of agenda. Why is the president taking this so personally and speaking out against people like you who've been breaking apart this fraud for so long?
Well, Aaron, do I need to reconnect to you? Because I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
I think it sounds a little better, but we just heard a couple of cut ins and outs, so I would go ahead.
This is a war over truth and a war over reality, as Hillary said at InfoWar. They are scripting it to where if they say the sky's red, you say it's blue, you're an evil conspiracy theorist and anti-American. This is about selling people to accept whatever bizarreness they push on us. It's all about breaking our will. That's what TSA and the molestation is about. That's what all the surveillance is about. That's what training kids to spy on their parents is about. Is about being over the top. And what's happening is they've got a 9% approval rating in Congress. The president has no credibility. The system is in crisis. And they are basically floundering because most of the calls I hear to talk radio now have shifted to people really waking up and questioning. And so they are trying to come out and ridicule. Listen, Aaron, how's the phone coming in now?
Yeah, you're fine. It was just a couple things earlier.
At 9 o'clock last night, and you and I and one of the IT guys went and had dinner. When I got in the car at 10:30 at night, I did what I always do. I surfed Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Waco radio stations. Now, this happened. I hit the first button to a local station during a syndicated show of a guy I've never heard of, last name Doyle. When looked him up, he's a pretty big syndicated show, like 150 stations. He was saying, I have attacked him. So that way people listening, it's a psyop, think I deserve to have what's said about me said. Not even know who the guy was until I've heard him. Or maybe somebody ran a psyop on him. Then he went on and talked about how dangerous and despicable and evil I was, and how we're nuts, and how we, you know, we're putting out distractions from our real problem for Federal Reserve. Funny, those guys were talking about the Federal Reserve years ago, but now all the big mainline conservatives do, because we're always pushing the envelope towards reality as the establishment tried to drag it into la-la land, and it went on and on, and I shouldn't be the talker's keynote person, and he didn't know him. He should boycott it. Good, I don't care. I don't even need to go to that. I hope you guys boycott it, make a big stink out of it. I don't want to travel to New York. I mean, I'm happy they invited me and want me to be there, but hey, listen, I don't, you know, it's all about their gatekeeping. I wanted to shut somebody up. That's what that guy, that caller in England was saying. You know, you're spreading hate, you need to be shut down. That's their response to us. You saw the Pittsburgh Gazette saying, shut up, Alex Jones. That was the headline. Time for conspiracy theorists to shut up, adding went on. Alex Jones is dangerous. Shut him up, because they can't deal with it. Everything we talked about 4 or 5 days ago, that Sunday night, has now come true, been proven, because we're following the globalist roadmap. We understand their programs. Now, this is insane. I listened for about 5 minutes of this rant going into break. I think I'm not even going to listen to it, because I'm not even going to end of hearing about people talk about me. I'm all over TV, radio, other shows. You guys know 90% of the time I don't even go look at it, read it. I didn't even read the whole Rolling Stone article I was in. I didn't even read the entire New York Magazine. I only watched myself on the, you know, Nightline once. I'm not into it. I'm into information. But so I said, I'm not going to listen to any more of this. I'm going to get some information, see what else is happening. I wanted to know the feel. I hit the button. I go to a Dallas radio station. Big show. They're attacking me on the same talking points. Aaron, then I turned in my 30-minute drive home through a couple more stations and heard them saying, who are these crazy conspiracy theorists that don't buy it? They're bad. Torture's good. This proof, torture's good. You know, basically the talking points. And then I dialed and found another syndicated show attacking me. It was insane. So we have hit such a zeitgeist with the truth. The globalists are always thinking they can get away with more, 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 killing Kennedy in broad daylight, blowing up the towers in front of everybody in broad daylight, getting away with it. But they've overreached, and this thing is a chain reaction, and they can't kill me because that'll just give us more credibility. If they set us up, nobody believes them anymore. It makes us a martyr. They are losing, and they've got all their minions and attack dogs coming after Infowars.com and Prison Planet. This is so big, I probably shouldn't even left town, but you guys are doing just a fabulous job. But, I mean, I can't believe I'm in the middle of history like this, and all my listeners are, that we literally are carrying the banner of truth, of real investigation, of real facts, of trying to understand the truth, trying to be honorable, trying to really do the research, and we're just proven right over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and the system is in total panic, and that's why everywhere, the left, the right, the entire establishment is showing themselves, because they need this new 9/11, and this is the final point, because they are gauging. This is all a trial balloon for a war on Pakistan. That's geopolitical from the international perspective, foreign policy. But they're also looking at the false flag in the middle of this depression and rising gas prices and plunging stock market and exploding commodities. They are looking so that the American people don't get mad and have a peaceful revolution, a restoration of the republic. At this key point is to predict that they want wars and domestic terror. And we, all of us, need to get the maximum word out. And it's the listeners and the other info warriors and the other patriots that know about the New World Order, understand the real paradigm. You are the vanguard. You are the leaders of the 21st century. You are so important at this crossroads. They can kill us individually. They can demonize us individually. But they can't stop these ideas. And as the great French philosopher Victor Hugo said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Or as V for Vendetta, the statement from V, ideas are bulletproof. I'm just made out of flesh and blood. It's bleeding to death. The finally gets the bad guys. But ideas are bulletproof. And that's the message. You got to go 110%. We are making explain because I could see what they were doing. And we have the truth. The truth has legs. And as Tarpley said yesterday, lies have very short legs. And when people who are good and know the truth and don't care about peer pressure stand up and tell it like it is, it's like that country song. We ought to come back to the next segment. I think it's Aaron Tippett with "You Got to Stand for Something or You'll Fall for Anything." We ought to play a couple of minutes of that before you close out the show coming in. And he sits there and talks about, you know what, Daddy wasn't the most popular guy in town, but he always stood for what was right. And if Daddy would have sold out a little more, we might have, you know, lived in a bigger house. But we always had plenty. And at the end of the day, Daddy's son... And
okay,
Daddy's
Alex,
son,
we're going to break. We'll come back with those comments and the song. You're absolutely right. We're fighting for the reality. They're fighting for lies. We'll be
spring
back.
And a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we are back, but we want to let the song roll for just a minute. I don't have the name in front of me. Alex was... Oh, it's a different... Okay, we got the wrong cue over there. We're going to try to play that song Alex was talking about tomorrow. But Alex is absolutely right. We're in a fight for the truth, and we have the system who's just perpetuated by lies, and we're in this battle over the truth. We're fighting against literally the 1984 system of total deception on purpose, reverting the truth, spinning lies to become even deeper lies, fighting against a literal Emmanuel Goldstein bin Laden myth, a guy they had on the shelf to roll out at any time, and now they've done so at a politically expedient moment. Even though the story's falling apart, you see everyone attacking Alex Jones and the others who've really been pointing out that the emperor is naked all along for all these years. But, of course, it's distracting from so much other important news. The falling economy. Gerald Celente wrote an interesting article today called Bigger Than Bin Laden, America's New Public Enemy Number One, trying to put focus on Bernanke at the Fed and their very destructive policy, far more destructive than 9/11 or Bin Laden could have been. While Obama grandstands, we have his allies like Bill Richardson saying killing Bin Laden means Obama can pass a climate bill. Even deeper in the news today, we have the Obama administration trying to put a tax on cars by the mile using an implanted electronic device in the car, they say. But then they spin that, too, and say, actually, this is not a policy, but it'll be implemented after a two-year study. But it's not a policy of the president or his administration. But they will be putting trackers in your car for an even greater tax, really restricting freedom of travel even more than any gas or highway tax could. We have the FDA, rather, claiming they can seize food without evidence of contamination. Why not? They don't have to offer proof of Osama bin Laden's death. The president's very bitter at having to prove his birth certificate. Really seemed like a personal battle. There's so much more to get into. Prince Charles telling America it needs to cut down steaks for the sake of the world after his family just had one of the most lavish weddings ever in history. And we have shocking stuff, the falling apart of American society. Detroit, nearly half of their people, 47% of Detroiters are functionally illiterate. I'm not reading too well myself, but it's just devastating statistics. Everything that's being distracted by this big Obama bin Laden lie, but we must fight back against this system. We will win the info war, and they can't hide the truth. We meant to get to calls. We'll have to get to them tomorrow. Alex will be back on. We'll hear even more from Alex on these just incredible unfolding events. Where will they go from here? How will they expand the war on terror? Will there be a ground force in Libya, full-fledged war in Libya? And we really hope World War III will not be the result of all this. But in some ways, we see pointing to that. And, of course, we have security expanding because now soft targets have to be guarded. Now checkpoints may be the norm at everywhere, including grocery stores, malls. But we know this. This has already been rolled out by TSA since before the bin Laden era. We will get deeper into all these subjects and the rest of the news tomorrow. Right now, we're headed out. So on the rebroadcast, Paul Joseph Watson, an incredible interview with Dr. Steve Pachesnik, former administration official, counterterrorism expert, really just laying down the gauntlet on the phony bin Laden story. Paul Craig Roberts, Steve Watson, and Alex Jones all coming up in the rebroadcast. I'm at Aaron Dykes, and this is InfoWars.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.